Democrat Texas Rep Surge Cities to Separate Ties with ICE. By Randy Clark on August 19, 2026. San Antonio, Texas, two prominent Texas Democrats, Congressman Joaquin Castro, DTX, and Greg Kassar, DTX, urged six Bexar County cities to end their 287G agreements with U.S. Immigration and Customs Enforcement, ICE. The agreements, required for all county jails under Texas law, allow state and local police officers to carry out certain immigration enforcement activities delegated to them under the Immigration and Nationality Act. The pair of lawmakers hosted a press conference in San Antonio on Wednesday, where Castro said the agreements have resulted in racial profiling in Bexar County and across the country, turning hometown police into armed federal immigration enforcement officers. The six municipalities surrounding San Antonio that have entered into the 287G agreements include Hollywood Park, China Grove, St. Hedwig, Balcones Heights, Sandy Oaks, and Vanormie. The cities have entered the task force model, one of three types of agreements under the provision found in current immigration law. The task force model allows for police officers who must undergo training to question people they contact during routine patrol duties about their citizenship status. The authority granted by 287G also allows officers access to ICE databases and the authority to arrest suspects they believe are in the United States illegally. Castro told attendees at the press conference that he believes the municipalities are entering into the agreements for financial reasons, as they are compensated for assisting ICE under their terms. "I believe a big part of the reason they are doing it is they are trying to balance their budgets with this money, because they receive money for every officer that is trained to carry out this partnership with ICE," Castro added. Texas law requires any county in the state that operates a jail to participate in 287G, Breitbart Texas Bob Price reported. Castro, a staunch opponent of ICE, pulled no punches in his criticism of the agency, saying, "Bear in mind that ICE has become a rogue, abusive organization under Donald Trump. We've seen their brutality on the streets, but I've seen their brutality, as has Greg, behind the closed doors in places like the Dilley Trailer Prison." Castro has been critical of the Trump administration's reopening of the South Texas Family Residential Center that is used to house families awaiting removal from the United States. Castro has visited the facility on at least seven occasions since the reopening. Castro has called for the facility to be shut down, alleging medical neglect and substandard food being served at the detention center. Kassar echoed the remarks of Castro, saying, "Our ask today is simple. Mayors across Bexar County need to stop signing up their police to do Donald Trump's ICE enforcement. We're here to tell them, get out, cut it out, we do not need our communities selling out." Although Kassar referred to the agreements between the municipalities as doing President Trump's ICE enforcement, the legislation that contained the 287G provision was part of the Illegal Immigration Reform and Immigrant Responsibility Act of 1996, FIRA, which was passed as part of an Appropriations Act signed by President Bill Clinton. The spending bill signed by President Clinton, the Omnibus Consolidated Appropriations Act, 1997, contained provisions not only delegating immigration authority to state and local police under Section 287G but also granting the federal government the authority to waive environmental provisions to ensure expeditious construction of border barriers. Clinton commented on the intent of the legislation at the time, saying, "This bill, however, does more than fund major portions of the government for the next fiscal year. It also includes landmark immigration reform legislation that builds on our progress of the last 3 years. It strengthens the rule of law by cracking down on illegal immigration at the border, in the workplace, and in the criminal justice system, without punishing those living in the United States legally." Castro did not specify what, if any, legislation he has introduced to address the nation's immigration crisis. In a Breitbart Texas exclusive interview, then-acting ICE Director Todd Lyons explained the importance of having a safe transfer of custody of dangerous criminal aliens while they are still in jail. "Any ICE agent or officer will tell you they'd much rather have the cooperation of a state or local agency. Not only is it safe for my officers and agents, it's safe for the agency that's turning them over, and it's also safe for the criminal alien," Lyons told Breitbart. "Without cooperation, ICE must deploy large teams into neighborhoods, increasing risk for agents and civilians alike. You're looking at 5 to 6 officers or agents being on that arrest team, Lyons explained. And now, with the uptick of violence against ICE special agents and deportation officers, we're looking to take another 5 to 6 just to do security on the ones making that one arrest. Randy Clark is a 32-year veteran of the United States Border Patrol. Before his retirement, he served as the division chief for law enforcement operations, directing operations for 9 Border Patrol stations within the Del Rio, Texas, sector. Follow him on X, formerly Twitter, @RandyClarkJ.